boys. It is a feel-good Friday. Yeah. All right, I told a story a couple days ago, and I thought it was a really good story. But apparently, Southwest Airlines is getting a lot of flack for something they did on their way to Hawaii.
Yeah, people are trolling them. We'll talk about that. And also, we have a settlement. Yes, we're talking about Triller update with Swiss Beats, Timbaland, and more. That's happening. It's Feel Good Friday on the Baker Boys Daily. Let's go.
Back to the music with those Baker Boys.
All right, there are rules to the game, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, when it comes to dating, certain things that I want in my life, and I know that I'm not going to settle because of these certain things that are deal breakers for me. Okay. Anyway, let's talk about this guy that's getting roasted online for his Tinder requirements.
Well, the high standards is what we're talking about. Those demands that need to be met based on reality, though. On Tinder, one man is getting roasted for the requirements for anyone who wants to date him.
Okay, let's go.
So you didn't see this list, huh?
I didn't see it yet.
All right, here's what the dude is looking for in a partner. Must be taller than 6'4".
Wow.
That represents less than 1% of the population.
Yes.
So it dwindles it down pretty bad, right? She must make over 100K a year.
Good luck.
She must be under 125 pounds. Ooh. I want you to do me a favor.
Wait.
6'4 and under 125 pounds.
Bro.
What the heck is he looking for?
Let's move to the next one.
Right now, she's a supermodel.
Right.
She doesn't want to have anything to do with you, bro.
Supermodels aren't even that tall. Come on.
They have to be.
They are not 6'4, Nick V.
125 pounds?
They're like 5'9, 5'11, 5'11, 5'10.
Okay, let's move on to the list. Must be lovable and funny.
Okay.
Easy, right? Oh, look at this one. No guy friends.
Good luck.
Limited girlfriends.
Okay.
No pets or kids.
Okay.
Less than 5 previous partners.
Oh, good luck.
Must be moderate in politics. Oh. Must be available at least 6 days a week.
Right, he's got to have an off day on his 7th, so.
And that's not enough. Must be a gamer.
Okay, we're talking about a list this guy has on his Tinder profile on what he's looking for to date somebody and to be his partner. Okay.
Right now, this sounds like a Chinese sex doll.
All right.
All right, you can order all of these things. She don't have any pets. She has no guy friends.
You know what?
She's never had no freak partners.
Yes.
Right?
All right, what's the last two? You got a couple more.
Must be a 9 or a 10.
Okay.
At least. And must be under the age of 22 years
old.
Yeah,
I think you're right. Chinese sex doll is the answer. There you go, buddy. Nick V just figured it out for you.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, my God. Baker Boys Daily.
Bringing the noise.
Bring the noise.
It's the Baker Boys with your daily fix of fun.
You know, me and you think different and see things differently. I guess you see this as sexist. I didn't see it was a big deal. I think it was like a way for them to use their sexual. Oh, I guess it is sexual. Never mind.
So some women who work in the service industry are doing a social experiment to see if it gets them bigger tips.
Okay.
From male customers.
Right.
So they're doing it themselves, right?
Right, of course.
Women from servers to dancers are wearing their hair in pigtails at work and say it's bringing in more tips.
Mm.
The pigtail experiment started on TikTok after a server named Grace posted that she made more tips when she was wearing her hair that way on the job.
I mean, some girls look cute with pigtails. Some girls don't look as cute with pigtails.
So now you're bringing out the R. Kelly in you.
I'm bringing it. What? With pigtails?
The pigtails is, you know, it's just something that makes you look extremely young, like a little girl, basically. It is
cute. I don't know about all that.
You don't think so?
No.
What do you guys think out there? Please help me out with this, man, because I think this is very sexist. And look it, if the ladies are doing it and they want to do it, when they want to make their money,
I mean, they're trying to make bigger tips. They're trying to get more money.
They are using it to their advantage, and I can't say anything about it.
Use what you got to get what you want.
I guess so.
Period.
Baker Boys Daily.
Baker Boys Daily. Nick and Eric V, take it away.
Baker Boys Daily on this Feel Good Friday. All right, give us your What the F News story, please.
Yeah, we're going to take it down under for this one. An Australian nightclub says it will remove people if you're caught staring at someone without that person's consent.
How do you get their consent to stare at them?
I have no idea. But Club 77 in Sydney included unwanted attention from strangers and its updated zero tolerance policy on harassment.
Oh.
So they posted it on their Instagram account. As a nightclub, we encourage you to interact with strangers. However, the entanglement must be with verbal consent. So what do? You go to the girl and be like, you know, I think you're really attractive. Is it okay if I stare at you from afar? Can I get your verbal consent?
I just say put some glasses on and wear my sunglasses at night. Nobody will be able to see me staring.
You know what? Nick B just found the hack.
It's a good idea, right?
So if you go to Club 77 in Sydney, Australia.
Take your glasses.
This is what's going on. They're doing doing a brand new woke policy. What do you guys think about
it? I don't like the name of it itself, the woke policy.
That's not what it is known as, the woke policy. That's not the name of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an anti-harassment.
It's a terrible idea.
All right, so anyway.
You're in a nightclub, you're in a public space here, and we're here to dance, have a good time, and people go to clubs to meet people as well.
Evidently, according to this, they said it's not the only reason people should go to clubs. And that is your What the F News.
Oh, shit. Spread the word, Big Bird. What is this, Sesame Street or something?
We're still really proud of them for trying.
It's your new favorite radio show, The Baker Boys Daily.